Hello, Subic County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on March 1st, the 35th day of the general session of the 67th Legislature. Today we work bills in third reading, concurrences, and joint conference committee reports. I will highlight four bills that passed the House on Wednesday. Senate File 109, prohibiting chemical abortions, would make it a misdemeanor to prescribe or dispense chemical abortion drugs in Wyoming, except in cases of rape, incest, or severe health risks for the mother. This bill does not ban contraception or the morning after pill. As a result of the debate, there was significant discussion and concern that these chemical abortion drugs needed to remain available for other medical purposes. To address the concern, an amendment was passed that bans the procedure of chemical abortions versus a specific set of drugs. This amendment made the bill cleaner and accomplished the bill's goal, which is prohibiting chemical abortions. I voted in favor of this bill, and this bill passed the House. Senate File 120, Restoration of Civil Rights, allows nonviolent felons to regain their civil rights, including the right to own and use guns, serve on a jury, and hold public office after 5 years. If a person is a repeat offender, they are automatically ineligible for rights restoration. Those convicted of violent crimes such as murder, kidnapping, and sexual assault are not eligible to have their civil rights restored without a pardon from the governor. I believe the restoration of rights for those with nonviolent crimes helps reduce recidivism. This bill passed, and I supported it. Senate File 133, Student Eligibility in Interscholastic Sports, bans transgender athletes competing against biologically born females in Wyoming schools. The bill has a fallback provision if the ban is struck down in court that would create a commission to review transgender athletes on a case-by-case basis. There was an amendment on third reading for the ban to apply to grades 7 through 12. This bill brings uniformity to the issue across the state, and as a co-sponsor of this bill, I was pleased to see it pass the House today. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.